Welcome to this episode of the Strong Kind Podcast. This episode is with Victoria Seckley, who is a doctor of physical therapy. She's a running coach. She's a former high-level tennis competitor. And she's on Instagram at Train Smart Run Strong. This episode is for a lot of different people, but if you're a runner who hasn't really gotten a strength training, but you know you maybe should, or if you're into strength training and you'd like to get into running, this episode is a really great episode. It also just gets into a lot of things oriented around athlete identity and the aspects of training and health and mental health that often don't get talked about enough. We also get into social media and how there's a lot of unnuanced discussion going on and how to navigate that. This was a really fun episode. I really appreciated the conversation with Victoria. She is very knowledgeable, fun to talk to, and I really just enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy it as well. Thanks so much for being here. Peace. Victoria Seckley. I think I did that right. I said it right. So, like, the reason, well, you followed me, or maybe I followed you first. I don't really know. I don't really care how it works on Instagram anymore, but I was like, who do I want to bring on in the near future? And then I see this post on Threads that you made. And it was basically, I want to pull it up now. Gosh, okay. But it was basically like strength training for runners is not that specific. Is do you remember the
Yes.
exact post?
It was run specific strength is just regular strength training.
Yes. Right. And you had there was a few people like there's a few comments and you responded very kindly back to these people, which I appreciate.
I try
Yeah.
sometimes.
And it's like, well, but why is that statement? Like, why did you make that post right there? And why is it so important to
That's
think?
such a good question. And I've been thinking about this a lot just over the weekend because of some of the comments that I got. And like people were really, I mean, you would think that something so like generic, and it was purposefully generic, right?
Yeah.
Because yes, obviously like everything has nuance to it, but when we just say that as like a generic statement, it's true. The
Yes.
what I'm the reason I made the thread and the reason I posted it is because I think what we're starting to see a lot, especially on social media, is like these kind of terms that might be well-intentioned, but ultimately end up making people feel like one exercise is better than the other, or something that you're doing something wrong if you're not doing X, Y, and Z very specifically. And I would just like, I feel like my whole reason on social media from the beginning has been like accessibility for people and like kind of lowering the bar specifically for strength training so people aren't scared to get in the
Yeah.
gym and aren't
Yeah.
like, I don't know if I'm going to do this wrong, therefore I'm not going to do it, which is a very real thought. I've thought it myself, and I think that's why I have such a, tie to it. And that's why I made the post. It's like you see these very specific posts. It's like run specific strength training. This, you need to do this exercise. You need to do this exercise, X, Y, and Z. And it makes people feel like if they're not doing those exercises, that they're doing something wrong. And that was the whole reason for the post. And also, what I've really been kind of diving into recently is like we are really obsessed with, especially runners, I feel, is like making every activity that we do like so similar to running that it just becomes running. So like what we saw, I want to say like 5 to 10 years ago with strength training, it was like, okay, yeah, I'm doing quote air quotes strength training. I don't know if this is a video podcast, but like I'm doing
Yes.
strength training, but really it's a like a just a, another cardio workout, right? It's
Yes.
like really high rep, really low weight, a ton of jumping exercises. And the people who love running, or AKA love cardio, love feeling that sweat, are like, yeah, this must be beneficial because it's very similar to my running. When in reality, true strength training should feel different than running. And the beauty and the benefit is in that difference. So it was kind of like those two thought processes I've really been trying to kind of converge together. Like strength training is and should be different than running. And yeah, like this kind of run specific strength training is a really vague term that people use for marketing. Like, what does that even mean? And kind of getting to the root of that. And people got very upset. A lot of people agreed with me, to be fair, like you.
Well, I mean, so Instagram is, so this is like my general philosophy on so many things anymore. It's like it's just all paradoxical. It's like Instagram is not real, but it is also real life. Whereas like
So true.
the like it's not real, like I'm just putting out like a piece of post to just to try to convey an idea, and then there'll be people who come in, well, like you got to have specific things for certain instances, and it's like, yeah, but honestly, like, no. I mean, most
No.
people, okay, if we're gonna say we're talking to runners in general, right? Most runners do not strength train. I think that's still the case. I think it's getting
Yeah,
becoming more.
I would
Most
say
people
that's
do not
true.
strength train, right? Like most people are
Very
not strength
true.
training. Most people are not running, right?
Yeah.
Like one of my
Yeah.
favorite things is I posted like a reel like a year ago, and it was like, come watch me. Like I used to run a lot. I played soccer. I fitness
Yeah.
running got me into fitness, right? And I
Yeah.
love running. And then I stopped because like, well, it's killing my gains, bro. And now I'm like, oh, I actually love running, and it's a great
Yeah.
activity for me, for my mental health, for like for so many reasons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come watch me, you know, do my warm up. And it was just me starting to jog, and like a lot of people were like, yeah, like, and then you get some people like that. And what we've done is we've just turned this all into like an intellectual jerk off session, for the lack of,
Exactly.
like, what matters at the end of the day is that people start to do these habits and do them for a long period of time so that you can figure out what works for you, right? And like, yeah, doing sets of 20 lunges for a runner, probably not bad, but is that true strength training? It depends. Depends on where you're
Right.
at, right?
Right. It depends. Exactly.
So, but then it depends has become like the, you know, cliche, like thing,
Yeah.
right? Like this is just the human condition, right? We're just
Right.
gonna fucking talk and like
Right.
about
Right.
stuff and argue for no reason,
It
right?
depends is like the new allegedly. Like you kind
Yes,
of have to
yes.
say it, like you have to like cover your bases because there's probably like one or two cases that like aren't exactly going to fit in this mold, but at the same time, like I guess what you and I are trying to do on social media is like, yeah, there are these like cases that you could make for certain things, but like we're talking about the general and like that's not really the point of what we're trying to get at.
Yes,
Yeah.
100%. Well, and so much of this is like, I just had somebody who's a firefighter. I think she's like 26 or 27. And we were like, one of the things I really try to do with people is like, go back to why this shit matters. Like, not the
Yes.
like bullshit nuance of like, hey, are you gonna do length and partials? Are you gonna do your interval run this week? Like, 'cause that stuff matters, but like,
Yeah.
really, what's this about? And she's like, you know, she's a firefighter. She's like, I want to be really confident on the job. Like, I want to do these
Awesome.
things, right? And I want to feel this way. And it's like, okay, well, how you get to there can look like a lot of different stuff, right?
Yes.
So what's important to you? And she's like, hey,
Right.
I want to like run a 5K faster. And then we did like 10 rep strength stressing, because she really has gotten good at like 1 through 5. But
Yeah.
setting
Yeah.
10 rep PRs was like really cool to
Right.
her. She's like, damn, I can do that for 10. And like, yeah,
Yes.
that's the utility and like variation and nuance. And finally, like all of this stuff is complementary. Like humans
Right.
can do a bunch of different cool shit. Like that's kind of our MO as a
Yeah.
species, right?
Yeah.
So like,
Yeah.
you know, running's awesome. It looks like you like to run. Great. It also looks like you understand the benefits of strength training. Great. You also don't
Yeah.
seem like you take this stuff very seriously, which is also freaking great, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, like I've been on social media for quite some time now, and there's definitely times where I like take the bait. You know what I mean? Like
Yes.
when someone comments and I'm just like, wait, that's actually like harmful, and I don't want anyone else to think that you're correct. So like I'll kind of go at it, but I'm at this point now where I'm like, I can pretty much suss out like if we fundamentally don't agree. Like, it's not really my job, first of all, to go into the weeds every single time and explain where I'm coming from. And number two, like this isn't what the purpose is, right? I'm not here to get into these like back and forths that if you maybe said it a different way that was like genuine and like genuinely wanting to hear my side, that's one thing. But if you're just kind of talking at me and like just saying your piece, I'm like, This is not a productive conversation or
Yeah,
discussion.
yeah.
Like, you have your ways, I have my ways. Great. At the end of the day, if we can all just get people to do more strength training, because ultimately, here's what I believe, like, strength training is one thing, but there's a million different types of cardio that you can do that's
Yeah.
beneficial. There's
Yeah.
no real replacement that you can do for strength training, right? You
It's
can't do Pilates, you can't do yoga to
yeah.
replace the benefits you get from strength. So,
Yeah.
however we get people to do more of strength, whatever that looks like for them, I'm all for it.
Yeah. I really appreciate you saying that, and like and it doesn't mean like there's no replacement for running either. Like if you
Right.
like I
That's
mean
true. That's true.
like and I think your point there is like cardiovascular fitness can be achieved in a lot of different ways, and I think
That's
that's
my point.
beneficial, right? But
100%.
like you know, biking is different
It's
than
so
running,
different.
you know?
100%.
Like, and
Completely
people,
agree.
it's like we're getting into these weird pissing contests.
I
What's
know.
better? And it's like, well,
I
they're
know.
different.
I
Like,
know.
I have
I
some
know.
friends who are really good bikers who hate fucking running, right? And it's like, okay, so it's fine. But the point you said there is that I think I'm trying to get back to this is like, why do we go online, right? We want to convey a message. Like, you know, it's my business is now like very much all over the place. Like, as a coach, I can coach people anywhere. Like, whereas a
Totally.
PT, as a PT, I'm kind of limited to who wants to come see me in person, right?
100%.
And so that's been really cool. But like, at the end of the day, like, we're in these intellectual pissing contests with people all over the world, and it's like, I don't fucking care. Like, I just
Like,
don't
I just
care.
don't care to have this
Yeah. But
conversation. Like,
I still take it personally. Like, I'm still like, damn, am I screwing up? But I think that's something you
it
learn,
does
right?
stay with me. It
Yeah.
stays with me. Probably shouldn't, but I've also always been that way. Like, I know people on social media who can kind of just like let it, go, and it doesn't really bother them. Like, I think this honestly might be something in the PT profession too. It's like, in order to be a quote unquote good PT, like, we have to be able to be social and be communicative with people, right? And to be co good coach too, right? You
Yeah,
have to
yeah.
have that ability. And I think there's the flip side of that is like, then we kind of like it get into these disagreements on social media, and it stays with us because it matters to us,
Yeah,
right? Being
yeah.
able to speak to people is important, and being able to hear different sides is important. And I think that a lot of the times it's really easy to like troll on social media,
Yeah.
and it's really easy for people to forget that there's a human on the other side. So like, I get a lot of people who like see a lot of my life, so they think they know a lot about me, but they forget that I know nothing about them. Like,
Yeah.
I know literally nothing about you, and they're speaking to me as if they like know something, and I'm like, I don't. What is going on here? Like, I
Yeah.
don't know what's happening. It's
Yeah.
really bizarre. Like, it's a
Yeah.
really bizarre experience.
Where are you from, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm originally from Toronto,
Okay.
but I currently live right outside New York City, in
Okay.
Jersey City.
You kind of sound like you got a Jersey or New like East Coast
Yeah.
accent, but
I've been in the States for over 10 years now.
it's funny how like you blend it. I mean, it's just human nature, right? Like you start like I'm from the Midwest, and so like I very
Awesome.
much have like Midwestern hyperbole type
I
shit.
love it.
But like yeah, like East Coast people, like you just can kind of tell. And but it's so and like that's the thing too. It's like we think we know about people, and it's like we don't know shit. Like I,
No.
you know, I will credit Kelly Starrett for like making me kind of want to be a PT. And then I get into PT and I'm like, oh, well, that guy was wrong about a lot of stuff. And it's like, dude was just putting out his opinion. Like, and it's
It's
okay.
exactly, and it's okay. It's okay. And
Yeah.
it's also what I think is really cool about our profession too, is like, I see a lot of movement happening a lot. Like, we learn a lot. Like,
Yeah.
we change our opinion. I have changed my opinion. I am a completely different person than when I graduated PT school almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I treat completely differently. I
Yes.
have changed my, I still, like, I changed my mind probably 10 times this year already about
Yeah.
certain things. Like,
Yeah.
the evolution is what's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think that honestly, I feel like in our profession specifically, like, there's a lot of people who are willing to change and willing to grow. And like,
Yeah.
that's the cool part is like, we're never going to hold someone to like one thing that they said, 10 years ago and think that
Yeah.
they're wrong forever.
Well, and I think the point that I heard him talking, Kelly Starrett talking, and is like, squat you, Aaron Horchick. Like, here's the first and foremost, dude is probably an incredibly nice guy. Like,
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure we would all enjoy,
yeah.
spending time.
And do we not like the product that he puts out, which it's literally a product at this point? It's like, hey,
It's marketing.
it's my product, and it's fine, and it's, you know why he does it? Because people buy it. And I like, is
It's
that a little bit
marketing.
malevolent? I don't know. If he's helping people, like, it's, should we combat it? I think what we do is we think of social media as like, I gotta combat this shit. And like, you don't necessarily have to combat the exact person. Just go
Just
put
put
out
out
what
your
you
own, just put out
exactly.
your own idea. I'm right there with you. I see a lot. Look, and there are some people like Adam Meekins that I follow who like really goes out there and like goes against a certain person. And I don't think that's wrong either, because
No.
I think sometimes it's important to see the other side and be like, wait, what I'm being sold actually may not be
Yeah.
legit and
Yeah.
correct. And we could go down that discussion of like what's ethical and what's not, because I think a lot of it is unethical. However, is it necessarily harmful?
The problem is
Well,
confirmation bias. I talk about confirmation bias because it's such a bitch, but like that's the problem is people don't change by us attacking them. It's like they change
That's
via
only gonna
like
push them further, I
Yeah, being
think.
like curious about like, okay, so what about like, you're having that person do, no lumbar flexion RDL. How about if we let them bend the spine a little bit? It's like, what would happen? So, and then but that's the thing, right? So going back to running, what got you into running?
Ooh, so my mom, funny story, my mom, actually both of my parents play tennis. That's like the first sport that I grew up playing. That's actually what brought me to the States, is through tennis. So I played tennis for the first, like, I mean, up until I graduated college. And tennis was a very intense part of my life. It
Yeah.
was every day. It was, 2+ hours of training. And when I was 11 or 12 years old, my mom was starting to kind of like dabble in running. Like, she had signed up for a half marathon. And because I was such an active kid, like just the way that tennis was at that point, like really kind of pushing me into playing tournaments and playing a lot in general, my mom's like, why don't you run this half marathon with me? Like, I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Because I was already doing a lot of running from
Yeah.
tennis. I think I went on like one long run with her. And then I ran my first half marathon at 12 years old, the Toronto half marathon. And I had one of the best experiences of my life.
Yeah.
I think, for what it's worth, and this is a lot of like therapy that I'd had to go through to understand this,
Everybody, go to
but
therapy. This is the
go to
biggest thing.
therapy. We
Go
are
to
pro
therapy.
therapy. We're very
Talk to
pro
people.
therapy here.
Yeah.
At the time, I don't think I realized like my tennis life was so controlled in
Yeah.
every aspect, and this running was like just me
Yeah.
and my mom, and it was like a lot of fun, and nobody was like looking at my pace, like
Yeah.
wondering how fast I'm gonna run it. There was like no, and I don't recommend anyone go run a half marathon with no training. However, like, I don't think you can necessarily say I wasn't trained, because
Yeah, you
there
were.
was a lot of training going
Yeah.
on, just not
Yeah.
specific to that.
Tennis is a brutal sport
It's
when you're playing.
intense.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially when you're younger and they
Yeah.
include a lot of like of the other stuff too,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I think it was one of my first experiences as a kid in a sport where I was like, wait, this is actually like fun, because I'm doing it for me. I'm not
Yeah.
doing it for X, for my coach, for my dad, for, the next tournament, all of this stuff. So it felt very freeing. And then it was something I kind of picked up on, like on the side of my tennis training, a time that I could, like, would only be for me.
Yeah.
Again, not in a controlled setting. And then as soon as I graduated college and didn't have to pick up a tennis racket anymore, running just stuck. And once I went through PT school and I started in my first job as a PT, honestly, in the first 2 years, I was feeling burnt out.
Oh
And
yeah.
I like felt like I didn't have a purpose. I wasn't really enjoying what I was doing. I was like, seeing like 15 to 20 patients per day, in the middle of New York City, like just a
Yeah.
very, like a lot of people coming in through that clinic. And again, great experience. I'm not gonna knock it by any means. It just
I'll knock
left
it. It's a
me,
shit show.
it's a
I'll
shit
knock
show.
that.
It left me with like I don't know what I'm doing here. Like,
Yeah.
why did I just go through 3 years of PT school, right? Like 2 years of this job when I'm like, I'm unhappy. Like, I don't
Yeah.
really like doing this. And it made me think, like, what about this makes me happy? And I think it was one of my first students actually that I worked with who was like, wow, like you really love when the runners come in. And I was like, I just started to notice my eyes lit up. If there was a runner, even if one of my colleagues was treating a runner, like I wanted to sit in and just like listen to what was happening. And again, I was still running on my own as well. And I went to my boss, who was the clinic director at the time, and I told her, like, I want to be the running person at this clinic. And she
Yeah.
said, okay, go take some CEUs, like solidify yourself. I took every single continuing education course that I could possibly find at that time. I got my run coaching certification, all of this. And that's what really kind of like propelled me. It brought me a new sense of purpose in the profession. And that's ultimately what led to, becoming a run coach, strength coach, all of that type of stuff. Wait, I actually had to get my CSCS for school at NYU. They require that.
That's
But
yeah. I wish
yeah.
more schools would
Yes, I agree. I
like
agree.
I don't have a CSCS, which I feel like kind
Yeah.
of bad about, but I've been doing
I
strength and
wouldn't.
conditioning for so long. Like that's the hard part, right? It's like these credentials, like in the back of your mind, should I like get this? And it's like, dude, you've like been working on lifting weights and you've literally like read
Right, you know what you're talking about. I don't think
my whole
anyone denies
bottom My
that.
whole bottom three shelves of my bookcase are like strength related stuff. And it's like, you feel bad for not taking some test that like, it's
Don't feel
great.
I
Right.
wouldn't.
But
Yeah.
like, a part of me wants to just take it to put out a course on like taking it. So, because I was like, but then I
Honestly,
would,
smart.
and then I would feel bad because it's like, well, this is kind of BS. So don't necessarily get too bogged down in it. Like, I would have to be doing that. Right. Like,
So
you know,
true.
they kind of made this really black and white. And let's just, you know, it's just like what we got back to at the
Yeah.
beginning. But, well, I just finished this book called Win the Inside Game by Steve
Cool.
Magnus, and he talked about
Oh, yeah.
the identity piece of this stuff, right? And so much of physical therapy, like, let's be honest, we are marketed to death every arena of life,
Oh, yeah.
right?
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
this is what's going to make your life good. And you know, and like PT school, I loved it. It was such a great time. I mean, I'm married to a girl I met first day, like. I mean,
Oh,
yeah, it was a little creepy, but I fell in love with her fast and it took her a little while. But
that's
like,
so awesome. I was dating someone in my class too back in
yeah, and I mean,
the
it's,
day.
well, it makes sense. It's like you're,
Yeah.
you know, 20,
Spent a
I
lot of
was a little
time.
older, and but we spent a
Yeah.
lot of time together and I eventually tricked her into like actually liking me. It was
That's
literally when
awesome.
I stopped trying that she's like, I actually like you now. And I'm like, damn it, like, what is this about? Right.
That's how it goes.
But like, you know, you're learning, you're with people hopefully you like, right? You're challenging yourself in ways that you kind of know you're gonna get through, right? So
Yep.
it was this good analogy for life, right? But it's
Yeah.
also like you're gonna love your job after you get out of it. And then you get into these jobs and you're like, oh shit, these are just jobs, right?
Right.
And like my
It's
first job was
true.
not bad, got decent mentorship, you know, but like it you really do. And I didn't feel like I didn't think I was gonna be a fixer, but so much of it is oriented around like you're gonna get to fix people. Right.
Yes.
And when you don't,
Yes.
when you're like, oh, this is a freaking complicated, and the cases like you do, remember the cases in P2 school? It's like, patient has pain with external rotation. Like, it's like
Yes.
so simple. And then you get out and
Yes.
it's like, this person
It's
smokes
nothing
12
like
packs a
that.
day.
Right.
This person doesn't sleep. This
Right.
person has never lifted a weight in their life. This person
Yeah.
runs 40 miles a week and
Right.
is a high pressure lawyer. And all they care about is being a runner now. And it's
Yeah.
like, holy shit, this is hard.
Yeah.
Right. And
Yeah.
so it's learning to navigate the identity piece because you were a high level tennis player, right? And
Yeah.
so there's like the death of that person, right? To some extent, maybe,
That
right?
was really actually, I think what I'm still kind of grappling with to this day, and like again, why I'm still in therapy. I almost feel like that identity piece I'm still tied to, but I've just transferred it to running. And
Yeah.
it's harder for me now because all of my life, like all of my life, I was in this like top tier of tennis. Like I
Yeah.
got a scholarship, I moved to the States, I won the under 12 Canadian nationals. Like I
Yeah.
was like, that was my life.
You were good.
And it was my parents like That was all I did. Like, I
Yeah.
couldn't, there was nothing else. And now that I'm not doing that anymore and I'm running and I'm like, not that great of a runner. Like, I'm not like by any means in like any sort of top tier. Like, I'm very, I would say very average. It's all relative, of course, but like, I can't say that I'm a top runner. And that has left me feeling so lost and so like, almost like upset and disappointed in myself, which is like so hard to tackle on my own. And that's like a big part of my social media presence is like, how do I go through this sport and not feel upset with every single, race that I do when it doesn't pan out the way that I want it to? And that's just life,
Yeah.
right? But
Yeah.
I'm struggling so much right now, specifically in this exact moment. So it's like perfect timing for this podcast with that relatability piece too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, how do I explain that? Like, I like it's almost like I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I understand that it might not be relatable. No
Yeah.
one has the same past that I do, but I'm still struggling with this big piece of like being stuck on paces, being stuck on getting faster, being stuck on when am I going to run the Boston Marathon? How many times do I have to be queue? And like in this kind of social media hole with all
Yeah.
of it, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm just gonna mansplain this to you right now.
Yeah, go for
No, but I
it.
think so. It's funny because it's crazy. That book I just finished, and like so much of I'm a very philosophical person. Like I was a
Yeah.
history and political science major, and I took a lot of philosophy
Yeah.
as my
I love
undergrad.
Steve Magnus too, by the way,
Oh,
and
Steve, I
like
mean, and
his
like,
posts are
yeah,
incredible.
and
Yeah.
like, so much of this is like, it's just. We think that like you can separate, anything, right? And
Yeah.
it's really like if you're a high level tennis player, like that person, you maybe grieve that change
Totally.
in your
Yeah.
identity, right? But there's also an element of like, why am I doing any of this? Like I
Right.
just some of this is like I'm just trying to get better at like I'm gonna freaking die. Like, and I know
Yeah.
I posted on this like
So
last week
true.
because it is like mental health awareness type of stuff. And I've been
Yeah.
down my own, like, and I still struggle with, like, I feel anxiety intensely in my body.
Yeah.
And like,
Yeah.
and it's like this, I constantly want to be somewhere that is not right
Yeah.
here. Right. And it's like, how do I
Yeah.
just bring myself back to right here? And
I feel
lifting
that.
weights and running and doing some of that stuff is one of the best forms of me just being present, right?
Present.
And in
Yeah.
the moment. And that's what most of the stuff is for.
Yeah.
Right. The
It's true.
outside recognition. I always go back to another great book is Range by David Epstein. Have you ever read that book?
No, I've never read that one.
So in the beginning of Range, he talks about the contrast between Tiger Woods and Roger Federer, right?
Cool.
Tiger Woods picked up a golf club at 6 months old. And it's kind of, I don't know if it was like forced upon him or if he just really loved it. It's probably some combination of both, right? And because I think, Tiger said, nobody ever made me do this. Like, I just kept doing
Right.
it. But I'm like, oh, it kind of seems like, I don't know, from the outside.
Yeah, it
But
was
like,
fostered differently, I feel,
yeah,
for
whereas
him.
like Roger
Yeah.
Federer played every sport imaginable, and
Yeah.
his parents didn't really foster a whole lot of anything specifically until he was like 17 or 18. And it's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, okay, I'm gonna keep playing tennis, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this like general identity of like I'm a golfer versus like I'm just Roger Federer, right? And then it's
Yes.
Roger Federer,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
And I just always go back to like I'm not that strong of a guy. Like I'm stronger than like a
Yeah.
lot of men
Right.
out
That.
there.
Right.
Like
Right.
and that makes me feel good, but also like what's that
Right.
really about, right?
Right.
And
So
but there's a
true.
way I can't remember whose quote it was. It's probably like Buddha or some bullshit. It's like sorry if I offended anybody right there, but it's like you are perfect just the way you are, but you could always be better, right? So I'm always going back to, and like Strength and Kindness, I just totally fell into this name. Like I
Yeah.
thought that Drake song, One Dance, he was saying Strength and Kindness.
Yeah.
He's saying Strength and Guidance. And I just said
Oh.
Strength and Kindness. I like would say it on a regular basis. And one of my buddies like, dude, he's not saying kindness. And then it became a joke.
Wait, that's amazing. I didn't know
Yeah, and then that
that.
became like so my business was going to be prescription strength.
Yeah.
And then I found out there's like 30 people in there with prescription strength. So I fell into it, but like it really is like just accepting that and I should probably talk more about this. I just kind of shy away from it because it seems like cliche bullshitty. It's like, but there's a higher version of yourself,
Totally.
and all that really matters is that you try to pursue that.
Yeah.
And
It's you versus you at the end of
yeah,
the day.
100%, right? And because at the end of the day, like, qualifying and running Boston is a great goal. If you never do it, doesn't mean that you can't enjoy running, right? Now,
Right.
should you pursue
100%.
it? Should you pursue it? Yes. And if you really want it, you should figure out how to get it. But you also should be okay with like,
With
okay.
it not happening.
Exactly,
And
right?
I'm getting closer and closer to that. And I think what really grounds me is that's not how running started for me,
Yeah.
right? Like running always was about being present because what you said like really hit me hard there. Like constantly wanting to be elsewhere is something I really struggle with. And running is like the only time that I'm like, wow, I have time. Like I have some of my best thoughts. I don't know about you, but like I
Oh,
will
yeah.
take my notes app out on my phone and like write things down as I'm running because I'm just like, wow, that was like, whoa, I've never thought, been able to like bring my brain to this level of like attention and focus and concentration when I'm sitting at home and there's like the TV's on or like my dog's doing something or like I have a meeting in an hour that I have to prepare for, like all of these 100 things going on. Running quiets all of that,
Yeah.
right? And that's why I know I will always be a runner. I think really, truly, the struggle is in the social media aspect and the fact that I have a public page and the fact that I have like a quote unquote audience that makes it hard for me. But working through it and definitely seeing progress year after year doesn't make it easy though. So
Like when I'm the best content I make is for myself. Like, and
yes.
sometimes it doesn't get the amounts of attention, but if I
Yeah.
chuckle or if I'm
Yeah.
proud of it,
I love
like,
it. Yeah.
and most of that comes when I'm like, most of my content comes when I'm lifting or when I'm like doing
Me
something
too.
else, like running. I have an idea. Yes, I need to put it down so I can go back and get it. But like, the good ideas don't come from like, and this is a good tip for, 'cause who, everybody says they want to become a content creator, but then they just don't do it. And it's like, just give yourself permission to do it,
Just
right?
do it.
And I mean, that's why that's the best slogan is
It's
like,
so true.
at the end of the
Just do
day,
it.
you just got to freaking do it, right? So let's go back to what are you trying to embody via your profile, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's funny someone asked me this on another podcast a couple weeks ago, and I felt like I like stumbled on my words and like couldn't even really answer, which is almost like this weird way that I'm also feeling on social media. Like I feel jumbled and I kind of feel like I don't really know my purpose right now. And that also might be because I'm in this moment of figuring it out myself.
Yeah.
But ultimately, that's what brings it together for me is like my purpose on social media is to, number one, be authentic, be as
Yeah.
authentic as I possibly can be. Number two, it is that education piece, right?
Yeah.
I want to make everything, running, strength training, and like reaching your goals more accessible. I'm someone who grew up in the age of like hustle culture, all of that type of stuff. I neglect that. I think that like in order to be your most consistent, it's not about like dedication, waking up at the same time every day, never giving yourself grace, never no days off type thing.
Yeah.
Like that idea, I'm completely against. And then something I've really stumbled into in the last year or so, just as someone who's had a previous eating disorder, battled with disordered eating, all of that, is proper fueling in the running community. That's something that I've really been vocal about because I think running as an activity is way more susceptible to under eating, whether that's known or done by purpose. And so, like, it's kind of all of those things together, but all of it is just like me being my authentic self, sharing my story as someone who has trauma as an athlete,
Yeah.
literally been in sports since I was. My parents have a picture of me holding a tennis racket when it's like bigger than the size of my head. Like I have done all of the crazy things in sport, and I just want to show people that like it doesn't have to be that hard to get started, to get moving, and to get
Yeah.
going with things. So,
Yeah. Do you think like Do you think like your parent the so I don't know. I don't you mentioned like trauma and sport there. Like
Oh, yeah.
was it with eating disorder? Was it competitiveness? Was it what was that? Like
All of it.
do you think your
But
parents knew
yes.
they did?
It
It
was
was?
be it was so not so much my mom, my dad, and he knows this. This is not something that I'm like putting him on blast. We still to this day don't really have a great relationship because our only relationship was in tennis. And it's hard to describe, but like the way to describe it is, I'll give you an example of like what my childhood was like. It was like I wanted to take a day off, found myself on the tennis court. My dad is saying, just do this for me. And me saying, I don't want to be here. The last 800 days of my life, I've shown up for you. And him just it going over his head. Like not understanding that like as a child, I could not do that. And that to any parent listening to this, like if you want your kid to be good at a sport, you gotta let them figure it out that they want to do it. You can't push them into this, or else it ends up with someone like me now as an adult. I like literally get hives every time I like step on a tennis court. I to this day like haven't held a tennis racket in my hand or gone on the tennis court for longer than 20 minutes in the last like 10 years because I just can't anymore. And that's sad. It makes me really sad, but it's the reality of my situation. It was always about tennis. That was it. That's the only thing that my dad talked about. That's the only thing that mattered. And when he realized I wasn't going to be a professional tennis player, the next thing was, well, then all of this time is not wasted. She has to get a scholarship, right? So there was nothing else to my childhood but tennis.
So was
And
it your
that's
dad?
hard.
Can I ask you a deeper question
Yeah,
there?
please.
Was it your dad living vicariously through you, or was your dad like, was it about, what do you think that was about? And again, these are freaking hard questions. You don't
It's
know. You
a hard question. It's something that I've thought about a lot too. Yes, a little bit. It's hard. Look, I have a lot of respect for my dad. He's an incredibly smart. He's a general physician. So like he like and he's an immigrant in Canada. Both my parents are Hungarian. So like they've worked really hard. And I don't want to put it past them. I think part of that too is my dad is extremely good at certain things and not very good at social connection, like at all. Makes him a phenomenal doctor. Like you can like if I have a diagnosis I need like from him, like he's the person that I'm gonna go to. Is that great for like a father-daughter relationship? No. Will he ever understand? I don't think so. And this is something that I've had to unpack in therapy. Like I used to try and force the relationship that I wanted from my dad, and I can't do that. Like I just have to accept that it is what it is and do my best to like stay in contact with him and not blame him for all of these things, which was really hard for me to get through, but he did his best. You know, he provided for us. He will still be there for me if I need him, especially financially. So I'm lucky. You know, I can't say that I'm not,
And there's
but
so many aspects of where our humans are like evolving into. It's like
yes.
there was a certain, like being an immigrant, coming, being
Yes.
hardworking,
Yes.
like these things
It's a
are
lot about that.
super important things in the context of a lot of aspects of life, right?
Yes.
Like they're not always the most nurturing, right? There's not always the
Right.
most like human. But
Yeah.
they like also can be very beneficial from like a purely survival. Like that's the
Sure.
thing about like our the life is the same. It's just changed a shit ton. Like
Yeah.
what I mean is like, now I think so many people I think we're at this point in society or in history, it's like everybody should be able to have like a 30-hour per week job and have meaning, and like we could do that where it's like we're not overworking people. We're not like
It's
doing all
true.
this stuff. We're just like people can have outlets and passions and stuff like that. And your job doesn't have to be your identity. Like our job kind of is our identity at this point, and that's okay. But it doesn't have to be for everybody. Like if I could go make a living at Costco, and I joke about this sometimes, it's like, do I just want to go work at Costco and
No,
just
you're
like
so right. You're so right.
just be nice to people and like do
Yeah.
a good job and then
It's
go
so
home?
true.
Like
Yeah.
sometimes, 'cause like where the struggle, where the stress of what I'm doing now is it's completely from me. Like it's
Yeah.
completely about me trying to live up to a persona or an expectation and feed my ego, right? But like, your father in a lot of ways, it's like, well, I'm just trying to make sure you have the most opportunity. You do the best you
That's
can.
it.
Now,
That's literally it.
it can
Yeah.
become really freaking distorted, like in me thinking about like I have a 6-month-old, right? And would I love it if this little boy wants to get
Yeah.
really good at something? Sure, but
Yeah.
like that's not what life's about.
No.
It's literally like
But
now,
that's what it was about. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
it was
now there's
about.
also like a standard that's like
Right.
I want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. But
Yes.
even like me and my wife go work out together, and it's like he's already in this space, and like what I don't want to have happen is for him to hate this space,
Yeah.
because like hate the gym, because it's like mommy and dad were like we're doing it for ourselves so that we can stay healthy and stuff, but we don't
Yeah.
want to like make this relationship distorted, right? And that's
Yeah, I think the important part there is just like having positive
yeah.
relationships with that. And like, and I think about this a lot just for, kids who have parents who like probably enjoy the sport, want them to enjoy the sport. Again, like where it went wrong for me is literally every day, like I felt like I didn't have a choice.
Yeah,
I felt
exactly.
like it was not my choice to be there. And in a way, I felt like that time was completely robbed from me.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, now I only have negative associations with that sport, which
Yep.
is really sad because my whole family loves to play. You
Yeah.
know, like my parents still go to the same club that I grew up going to, and they play tennis every single day,
Yeah.
right? And my sister actually enjoys it too because she's younger than me. She didn't have the same pressure on her for
Yeah.
whatever reason. You know, this could be like an 8-hour long podcast. I could just go into my entire history of
Are you the
that.
oldest child?
I am the oldest child. Yeah, it's just
That
the
I
two of
mean that's
us.
the oldest I mean the older.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's a certain level of like man, so
Right.
much attention, like our little guy gets so much attention and we plan on having two to
Yeah.
three, maybe
Yeah.
at least two, but probably more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on our plans, but like
Yeah.
man, this little guy gets so much attention right now, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a weird feed forward of
Yeah.
time, right? So,
I
yeah.
also weirdly think that the reason it started is because like I don't know how, probably because my parents are really big into tennis, but when I was 8 years old,
Yeah.
I randomly won a tournament under 10. That was
Yeah.
like my first experience in a tournament. And
Yeah.
like literally since that day, I feel like the pressure didn't stop.
Yeah.
So it was just like this very unfortunate like circumstance where it was just like I started here and I couldn't go down. There was no, I had to keep every single time I had to keep rising. And that's a lot to hold on to from 8 years old,
Well, there's a lot
So
of research that basically is like with people who are good at something, the pressure
yeah.
to perform just boiling. Like
Oh.
look at I just always go back to like Taylor Swift. So like
Yes.
she's quote unquote reinventing herself so that she has permission to do different things, right?
100%, 100%. I
And
would say
like
I feel
that's
the
the
same
hard part
way.
about like if you're a writer, it's like or a musician, like go back to the old shit. And it's like
Right,
okay, so
right,
like and I think you got to
good
do it for
point.
yourself to some extent. Like
Oh, 100%,
you and
yeah.
me are both on social media. Like I really look at it like I'm just gonna put out educational, somewhat entertaining stuff
Yeah.
that like hopefully leads people to just be optimistic about their body, because
Yeah.
I think we're in a
Yes.
place where people are not optimistic, right?
Yeah.
Or it seems like that. Or
Yeah.
at least I hope to take people who are not optimistic about their body and get them into a more optimistic place. Because I don't think
I love
everybody's
it.
pessimistic, but like that's a big piece of it, right? But all right, you
Yeah.
mentioned a couple things that I just want to go back to here. When it comes to like running, so fueling,
Yeah.
like what are some of the, I think you, I'm seeing more and more people like doing sodium bicarbonate, like or baking powders type shit. Like, and it's like, what, I mean, and I get why people are doing it to some extent. Like,
Yeah.
but like all of, like the fads, like, is this just human nature? What are your take on it? What do people need to focus on? Give me the basics there.
Well, I think where it all stems from is like running is a very like easy sport to get into
Yeah.
because I mean, I hate the saying like all you need is a pair of shoes, but like in a certain way, it's kind of true. All
That's
you need is a pair of shoes.
that's what I'm doing.
Like,
I just go get a
yeah,
pair of
like you
shoes.
don't need a bike. You
Yeah.
don't need like, other forms of cardio or a little bit more like you need a piece of equipment. So I think a lot of people get into the sport of running for weight loss.
Yeah.
And I think that coupled with just like general like diet culture, society's pressure on everything, you end up with the result of people who are very like connect running with like thinness. And I think that has been one of the biggest issues in the running community, even amongst elites, right? Because a lot of elite athletes, especially women, have recently come out and said that they are struggling or have struggled with an eating disorder in the past. So we already, I think running in general already is a sport where this becomes a topic of conversation right from the get-go. Coupled with the fact that, us as a society, I think a specific type of person who finds running, who is on social media, probably gets targeted by the diet culture messages like, don't eat too many carbohydrates. Carbs are the devil, like all of this stuff. And especially people who have grown up my age or before, like millennials or older, it's like, you wake up, you eat like protein, and then you like eat protein for lunch and like make sure you don't have a single carbohydrate on your plate, and that's bad for you. And the whole, I mean, it's a really quick spiral, right? I think the most simple message that I want people to know, carbohydrates are the most important for, and I'm gonna say that, I mean, yes, protein is obviously important, but I think just the where we are in society, people are so afraid of carbs. People are so scared that that's going to make you fat. And that is your body's number one source of energy. So, like, that's really what it comes from. Like, that's what it comes down
Like,
to.
it really boils down to what we do over and over again is we like try to simplify and make something a villain and be like, all right, carbs are the devil. Because like, well, yeah, like
Yeah,
if you're
right. If you're
eating,
sedentary
yeah,
and you're
exactly.
eating like
And
chips
you're
on the
eating
couch
pastry.
for
Like I
days,
could
yeah,
back in the day, I could take down a box of cereal like it was my business, right? Maybe that's why I get back in. I'm getting back into running so I can eat more cereal because it is delicious. But like, well, and there, so, and I had somebody, you know, the tricky part is there's also like, it's just none of this stuff is like black and white. Like being fat phobic, terrible. Like people struggle with this because in so many different ways. Like food is something that we can kind of control, but also we kind of can't. Like
A lot of
I,
people
literally,
can't
you
in
go
general.
out my door. If I go on a run out my door and like 2 minutes away is a McDonald's.
Yes,
Like
same
every
here.
time I
I'm
see
like,
McDonald's, there is something
yeah.
that's like, you want a
It's
cheeseburger right now? And it's like, it's just,
addicting, yeah.
it's it. We literally have made food so like, it has been engineered to be delicious and to like hit us in ways that oatmeal does not, you know?
Right.
Like, and it's
T
okay.
true.
I love oatmeal, but like oatmeal ain't giving you a buzz the way that Fruity Pebbles are, right? And like, so somebody's like, well, you don't have to. Somebody said to me like last or a couple weeks ago, because I was like, I was gonna go get a Blizzard after I did my Friday workout, and I'm like, I'm earning my Blizzard. And somebody's like, you don't have to earn your calories. And I'm like, okay, like I get what you're saying, but also like sometimes you
Yes.
kind of do, right? And like, and I'm not,
Totally.
and
I
it, it's so like, how do we find this conversation where it's like, you know, at the end of the day, it's still. People are like, well, calories are just like a made, they're made up. And I'm like, well, it's a unit. We're just trying to measure energy. Like,
Yeah, there's nuance. There's nuance to this conversation too. Like it,
exactly. And at the end of the day, it's like, okay, so we do need to manage this stuff. But what humans typically do is we overmanage it to the extreme where you're not fueling yourself well, or you're not taking any ownership of it at all. Right. And so it's like, and usually like I probably would have what you call disordered eating. Like I basically stopped eating when I was like 16. Like I didn't stop eating. I didn't eat breakfast or lunch, and I would have
Just
like
dinner.
something for dinner with my family
Yes.
at home. And it like I lost weight. I could still do stuff and I was fine. But like then I look back at like how tired I was on a regular basis. Like and it got better. I kind of figured out like, okay, dude, you're down to like 160 pounds. You're like 6 foot tall. Like you need to eat more food. And then I started eating more. Then I started like, but it was like, I went from this 14-year-old kid who didn't know what sugar was and was just, you know, eating boxes of cereal like it was my job to be like, oh, that's the devil. And I didn't eat. And then I got skinny. And then I'm like, okay, this is where, and I got like, honestly, some amount of like attention for it. Because I went from being like a chubby kid to like a
Well,
lean kid, right?
that's I think where it ultimately stems from is we like Especially when we're talking about something like social media, where all we are inundated with is pictures of other people, right? And especially, I mean, it's maybe not even so, well, it is still to this day because it's like influencers, maybe not so much like the old like actors and actresses that we'd see, but like there is a certain body type that is pushed towards like, you know, what we see most of. And that's like really, really, really thin. And I think what I've learned in my own journey is like, and I've said this again before on like different podcasts, but I think it's worth mentioning again. When I was at my thinnest, and you could see I had six pack abs, and like you know, you could see my muscles great. I was at my most unhealthy. Like I was restricting. I felt like crap, very similar to you. Like I was irritated all of the time. I couldn't manage things. And I don't think we realize, like, I think people would still to this day look back at pictures of me and be like, wow, she was really fit. She was really healthy. And I think that we've kind of lost sight of like what a normal human body looks like when it's functioning normally. And I think it's going to take a long time for us to realize that. I think like slowly we're getting pushed, like we're starting to see professional athletes not be as thin anymore, which is a really good thing. They're stronger. We're now like seeing a lot more world records, probably because we're actually like promoting, you know, proper eating. But it's going to take a very long time for that to trickle into society. And until that happens, I think we're all going to have this distorted sense of like what healthy is. And it goes both ways, just like what you said. It's like all about the extreme. And just like what you mentioned too, that's kind of how I fell into my eating disorder. I actually like it was my first year of college. And I was like, as you know, playing tennis a lot before then. I don't think I like thought about food in a bad way up until I went into college. And then when I was in college, I was on my own for the first time. So like I don't know, I just ate a ton. I gained some weight.
Freshman year was
And
rough for me.
freshman year, I literally gained like freshman 15 or freshman 20. And I felt so awful about myself that after that is when the eating disorder started. And I was down to like 90, 95 pounds, which is so horrible, like restricting 24/7, like just a really bad path. But it's that extreme that sent me into it, right? And it's like so hard to combat that as a human being, especially with everything we hear on the outside, you know? And then you start to get compliments as you're losing weight, and that really messes you up. It's like this whole thing, you know, it's a
It was
spiral.
funny, because something similar, like I went to college and like you have access. I like there was an ice cream machine. I was getting ice
Right.
cream. It was
I remember getting
great.
waffles like
I'm
randomly
like, oh
throughout the
yeah,
day.
I
Yeah, right.
like and you go through like the smorgasbord phase and you're like, okay. And I also drank way too much as like
Yeah,
a
right. The
19 year old
drinking
kid.
too.
Like,
Yep.
and I you know, some of it's just like I was away from home. There was
Yes.
aspects of it that were like it was college was cool, but I was also super afraid, super
Yeah.
uncomfortable. Like, yes, going to class every day, but like you're in this new environment. Like
Totally.
food is a giant coping mechanism.
Totally.
And it helps us, you know, if you have food, like it's a numbing agent, just like anything else,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But so much of it, then you start to get complimented for like, oh man, you're looking like thinner, right? And then it went
Right.
the other way, and I had a friend from high school be like, Dave, you're like, you like look, you need to go eat a cheeseburger, like you're
Yeah.
freaking skinny, right?
Yeah.
But so like, there's so much we keep going for hours, and
Yeah,
I
I know.
like. There's a few things that I'm actually looking at like one of your posts right now, right?
Yeah.
And it's how we sabotage, you know, this really boils down to like anything, like okay, expect your plan to be perfect. Push through all the time, right? Try to make up for like lost part pieces of this is like, you know, why? Okay, there's a great running ad, which when I was first in the clinic, my manager was a runner, pretty good runner, fast guy.
Love it.
Super nice dude, but he's like, dude, just remember this. Runners are either running away from something or to something. And I'm like, damn.
I love that.
And I was, because me, like, I so to make the soccer team, I tell the story a lot because it is very true. I had to run 3 miles in under 20 minutes, 21 minutes to make the soccer team, and I wanted to. But my freshman year, I ran it in like 30 minutes. So my sophomore year, I'm like, all right, you're gonna actually train for this. And I went and I started to run the course, and I got fast. I was like the fastest time my sophomore year. And I loved it, but like, what was that about? Well, I was running to make the team, and I also got identified as like, damn, Dave, you're good at running 3 miles. You're good at kind of cross country esque stuff, right?
Yes.
And so that became part of my identity. But like that running to or running from stuff, like, why does that drive so much of these behaviors that you mentioned in that post?
Yeah, I think it does go back to the identity piece of it, like you were just mentioning, which running has kind of taken that on. And I hate to keep bringing up social media, but I feel like that's a piece to it. It's
Oh, it's
like
the devil, but it's also good.
it's great in certain
Yeah.
aspects, but I think especially now we have this like running like boom on social media where you see a lot of influencers who are getting famous because of their running, right? They're
Yeah.
documenting their running. And especially like it comes back to, I saw a post that was like, and I don't remember whose post it was. It was like earlier this day, I think. Like, why, when did we decide that just some random person with like no credentials on the internet who are following, like, that they get to say like what is good discipline and what
Yeah.
is bad discipline? And like, why are we following people's lives so quickly and then judging them to ours?
Yeah.
Like, it comes back to if we're doing that, we've like lost the plot.
Yeah.
If we're running to something or running away from something, we've kind of lost the plot, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
Yeah.
It's right what we were talking about in the beginning, running just to be present.
Yeah.
Just because we love it, and we don't have to
Yeah.
love it every day. That's not what I'm saying,
Yeah,
right? It's like
that there's also
impossible,
nuance in that.
right?
Sometimes you
There's
got to
nuance in
show up.
that. There's nuance in
Yeah,
that, right?
yeah, yeah.
But I think that really hit the nail on the head for me. It's like, let's just come, if we can just come back to our why, and our why maybe isn't running to get something or
Yeah.
running to get away from something, just running to be in our own head, to be present.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really what it should be about.
It's like even it's so because you can run from something, you can run to something. It's not bad all the time,
Right. It's not
but
bad. Right. It's not bad to have a goal.
yeah,
And yeah, it's
exactly,
not bad to have a goal.
right? But
Yeah.
it's like this is clearly dictating, like, you
It,
know, I
yeah.
like to train, I like to do
Me
something
too.
physical
Me
just about
too.
every day. I
Yeah.
love to do, and it helps me feel good in my
Yeah.
body, right? You know, but also like sometimes you just got to you got to not do shit for a day, like to like
If
reignite the thing, or for a few days, or go on vacation, right?
I think what we're getting at is like if that goal makes you lose your why, then
Yes.
it's starting to become so like, and we see this a lot as PTs too. Like if you literally can't take a day off, or like an injury sets you like literally puts you into a depression,
Yeah.
then like I think you need to reevaluate that
Yeah.
relationship
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
you've lost the plot there.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
the identity piece of it matters, right? Like, 'cause like you
Yes.
know, I follow people and it's like, you know, people don't talk about the injury and how it affects the identity piece of an athlete. And I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, I think that's very true. But also like we need to help people cultivate multiple aspects of themselves so that
100%.
they have some flexibility and like they're not just so, you know, like you deal with somebody who is like has an ACL injury, or you know, like for runners, a lot of times it's just like you get really bad tendinopathy, or you do something and like you just can't run for a while. It's like, okay, well, what can we do, you know, to move you forward and to help you feel
Yeah.
good? And
Yeah.
it can be really, but like the shit that makes you
Yeah.
depressed is telling you something, like, hey,
100%.
what are we doing here,
100%.
right? And
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
it's tricky, right? I mean, and that's the other thing. It's just like there's the reason that I love, and it's the biopsychosocial model is not complete. I get that. Well, it kind of is, because it's just basically saying like you're human, right? Like you got a
Right.
bunch of stuff going
Right.
on, but like
Right.
it's, yeah, you gotta just treat yourself like in a
Yes.
way that allows you to not be miserable, right?
One of my favorite, I spoke with the injury psychologist, that's
Yeah.
his Instagram, a couple of weeks ago, and something that he said about this like really kind of it made me see it differently and also like as a real benefit, which he said like if someone's struggling after an injury, they're not running, maybe they're not running as much as they used to, and that's really, really affecting them. connecting back again, like to their why. Like, why do they like running? Do they like running because they get to go outside and be with their thoughts? Okay, great. Go for a walk outside. Take your dog for a walk. Like, it's okay to feel sadness for the thing that you were really enjoying and that you can't do anymore. But the problem starts when you're not able to like connect to why that was so beneficial for you. And if that why is purely just because you want to hit a certain time, or purely based on the outcome of what you're going to get from that, make sure that you are coming to like really break it down. Like, why do I really enjoy this? Is it just because I like to spend some time, you know, like maybe that's you're changing that. Maybe if you love listening to podcasts when you run, that's what I actually really love doing right now. Okay, maybe that can just be done on a walk. Maybe I can sit outside with my dog in the sun and listen to a podcast. Like, there's other ways to get that. And to think that there's not isn't true. So you just, you know, do that search and make sure that you are always connecting to that like baseline reason.
Yeah, I love that. I think one of the biggest when I first started running, I just slammed headphones in my ears and just cranked music. And then I went through that phase where it's like, oh, you're running. Runners don't listen to music when they run. And I'm like, oh,
So
okay. So then you
crazy.
stop, and it's like, and I get it, but also like, who gives a shit, right? And now,
I love listening to music. I will
oh
never
my
stop.
gosh. Well, and part of it is like when I get like some tunes going, I'm like, I ain't in zone two. I'm in zone four, like cranking this thing
Great,
up, and that's fine.
whatever.
We'll get into that because like that's another BS thing. It's not BS. Like, okay, heart rate zones, it matters,
There's
but.
certain there's something to it.
Most people getting into running just go run and be like, hey, this is my easy run day. Hey, I'm gonna run some intervals. Hey, this is my long run day or whatever, right? Like, and you obviously, I'm sure, help people with that. I help a lot of people who like to do hybrid, you know. Again, that's a cool phrase too. It's fine. But it's like, hey, what do you need to like, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to adapt here, right? And if music helps you just do the damn thing, get
Listen to
after it,
music.
right?
Yeah,
So
no, I've heard that from the beginning of time. Like, runners don't listen to music when they're run, and I have never, like, I'm always like, look, this is why I enjoy it. Like, I love putting in my headphones and listen to, I can zone out. So it's like my meditation for me. So like, you can say that all you want, you're not taken away from me.
All right, well, I have to have you back on and we can get it deeper into some of this stuff. I like to keep these to about an hour. Like someday maybe I'll have
Love
the
it.
bandwidth to do the Joe Rogan experience and just talk about 4 hours, but this is super good. Victoria Skelly, did I say it good? That was good.
Secondly.
Secondly, I have
You said it first the
I the bet it was
right
better.
time
Yeah,
first.
secondly. All right. I think I did. So, where can people find you?
On Instagram and TikTok at Train Smart Run Strong, and my website is trainsmartrunstrong.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
I
you for
appreciate
having
you.
me.
And thanks for being online, putting out good vibes.
This was so fun. Thank you.
Take care. Peace.
Love it.
Oops, hold on. I'm doing this wrong. Hold on. There we go.